back, Long Island. You're listening to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romes, continuing my conversation with Gene Smith, the Director of Development at Developmental Disabilities Institute, better known as DDI. Welcome back, Gene.
Thank you, Mike.
You know, when we left off, we were talking just a little bit about the importance of petitioning funds, not just because there's an enormous need out there, but also in order to preserve and ensure quality of supports. And you and I both know there really is no quality of support in the absence of good, high-quality, well-paid staff. So let's talk about where this fundraising potentially could go.
Well, I think the staffing is what you might call the secret sauce at DDI.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, we employ more than 1,900 people because obviously if you're serving 1,500 individuals, that requires a lot of staff right across Long Island. And I think the importance about the staffing is that the DDI practices are based in sound evidence-based practices, something that we call the ABA philosophy. And the difficulty for the staff is obviously every human being is different. So it's not the type of thing where even if you're fixing a broken leg, then there's a limit to, well, I'm not a doctor, but there's a limit to how many ways you could fix a broken leg, whereas every human being is different. And so our secret sauce really is our staff who work very carefully with each person that we serve in order to provide quality services. And I think particularly when you take something like communications, you imagine how frustrating it is if you cannot get people to understand what it is you want, how you're feeling, whether or not you want to be indoors or outdoors, whether or not you have the stomach ache, whether or not, you know, you're feeling tired or hungry or sad. I think the strength of the staff that we have is they're able to work with people and really recognize those things that in other situations might not be noticed and develop different communication strategies and particularly using new technology to assist in the work that we do. So, for example, we use iPads and different communications devices. But another thing that we've developed recently is that we're working with virtual reality in order to desensitize some of our individuals to situations that you and I might find quite intimidating. And it's not just the obvious things like going to the dentist, which I'm particularly afraid of,
but it's
things like going to a supermarket or going to a restaurant, or one of our individuals would like to go to the Statue of Liberty, and all of the different paths that you have to cross in order to do that can be quite challenging for someone, like the people that we serve, bearing in mind that something like 88% of the individuals we serve are on the autistic spectrum. But using virtual reality, we've been able to recreate situations so that then someone is able to transition into the reality. So it's not just about being able to experience going to your favorite restaurant in virtual reality, but then you can actually go to your favorite restaurant. So there's different things like that that we're able to do, both using new technology, but also using very tried and true ABA practices and having a very individual approach to each individual. And hats off, people say fundraising's difficult. It's nowhere near as difficult as as the work of our program individuals. And without our staff, we would not be able to provide the service that we provide.
Yeah, it is. It's challenging work. It's good work, and it's absolutely necessary work, especially in today's climate. You know, I was thinking about your reference to virtual reality. You know, our listeners may recognize that was one of the subjects of a recent show. In fact, we had a young woman who was involved in the implementation of virtual reality. And as you were suggesting, its implications for desensitization, certainly in the world of dental fears, but so much more than that. Also, your reference, an important reference, to the only evidence-based treatment, which is a applied behavior analysis or ABA. But I just want to add that DDI has always been on the forefront when it comes to training. I mean, to my knowledge, we are way ahead when it comes to wrapping our heads around the complexity of the people we support, especially with respect to co-occurring psychiatric and mental health challenges. So we really are at the vanguard. A lot of good is happening. And to your very important point, all this clinical efficacy cannot happen in the absence of well-paid, deeply invested staff. And that's all around training and all about cultivating and attracting good people. So that's really at the core of this fundraising effort in my mind, and as I believe it should be.
Yes, absolutely. And we do have a fundraising event coming up, which is one of our largest fundraisers of the year, which is the DDI Walk in the Park and Family Picnic. It's called a family picnic, but it's open to the entire community.
Sure.
And all of the funds raised as a result of this event will go directly to benefit our staff appreciation, our recognition activities, and our staff well-being. And it's a very, very important event for us. And I would like to thank all of our sponsors, both company sponsorship, individual sponsorship, and it's something that everybody can be involved in. And it's a great day out. It's I'll give you the details.
Please.
It's on Sunday, September the 15th, between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock.
Nice.
At the Holtsville Ecology Site in Brookhaven. And there's lots of other activities going on around, because some people walk the route around the park, but there's also music, there's a playground, a petting zoo, there's barbecue.
Nice.
One of the local radio stations is going to be broadcasting live. But the important thing is that it's a community event, and it's open to people who are able to support us, with large financial gifts and small financial gifts, because it really does make a difference, and it's a great community activity. And there'll be a lot of our individuals there as well, both volunteering and enjoying the event.
So, Jean, for people who might want to participate or potentially sponsor a walker or walk themselves, how do they get involved? What can they do do they need to register? Or how does someone get involved at this early juncture? I say early, but it's really just a few weeks away.
There are many ways that you can do that. You can either contact me directly, or you could just turn up on the day. Either is fine. I'll give you my telephone number. My telephone number, and this is my direct line, is 631-366-5812. Or you can email me at jean.smith@ddiny.org, or check out our website on ddiny.org. But don't be afraid to call me up, because, I always pick up my own phone. Or just turn up on the day, on September the 15th. Just turn up and have a fun time.
So this really is kind of a family day. People can come with their spouses, their kids, right? It's a real family day. Like, there's music, right?
Oh, yes, there's definitely music.
It's a picnic, so there's got to be food.
Yes.
So it's really a fun day. But at the heart of the day is this idea of supporting our staff, who are the people who support this vulnerable population. That's really at the core of it.
Absolutely. Obviously our goal is to serve the individuals, but we could not do that without our staff.
You know, I've been to this event. I believe it's an annual event, and every time I've gone, I've had a terrific time, and the turnout has always been very strong, and so has the feeling, this feeling of goodwill. So it's really, in addition to raising a lot of money, I think it raises awareness, and essentially starts establishes the momentum above and beyond just the fundraising. There's this real esprit de corps, and I think people really come together for this day.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter whether you have a family member in the program or you don't. Just come along, ask for me, Jean Smith, and just come and have a good time, because it's open to everybody. We're a very inclusive organization at DDI.
Well, I got to ask you, are there going to be any kind of cool T-shirts or anything that people can look forward to?
Well, absolutely.
Good.
In fact, the T-shirt for the day was designed by one of the children in our day program. We had a little competition, And the winning design is now going to be on the front of the T-shirt. So, yes, definitely come down and wear your T-shirt.
I'm a loyal fan. I'm always part of this. In fact, I actually really can't wait. You know, you're listening to DDI on Autism. My guest is Gene Smith, the Director of Development at DDI. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas. Gene, I got to tell you, thank you. So glad for traversing the pond and coming here to the States to give so generously of your expertise and really shore up revenues for such an important cause. So everybody, please come out September 15th, a walk in the park and family picnic at DDI at the Holtzville Park. Please join us.
Thank you, Mike.
Pleasure.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.